Iran celebrates great victory of oppressed Palestinians over Israel. By Simon Kent on May 21, 2021. Iran praised what it called a great victory Friday by the Palestinian Hamas terrorist organization over Israel, claiming the truce between the two parties humiliated Israel after a confrontation that left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians. Iran offers sincere congratulations to the oppressed Palestinians and all their supporters around the world on the great victory. The Office for the Protection of the Interests of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Cairo tweeted on Friday, according to the semi-official IRNA news agency. It added Iran salutes the spirits of the martyrs of Palestine, particularly the oppressed children of Gaza on the occasion of this victory. As Breitbart News reported, the ceasefire between the two combatants began early Friday morning. Israel's defensive response to the 11-day bombardment by Hamas and Islamic Jihad terror rockets killed 232 Palestinians, damaged thousands of homes and disabled critical infrastructure. Attacks from Gaza killed 12 people in Israel and wounded hundreds. The fighting, which started with Palestinian riots in Jerusalem that were escalated by massive terror rocket barrages directed at Israel's cities, saw the IDF destroy much of the Hamas infrastructure in Gaza, while also protecting its own citizens using the Iron Dome missile defense system. Despite the lopsided nature of the exchanges, Palestinian Hamas terrorist supporter Iran saw nothing but joy in the outcome. Commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps Quds Force, Brigadier General Ismail Kaani, hailed the epical struggle against the Zionist regime of Israel and promised Iran's continued support for terrorist fighters. The Palestinian resistance groups created a magnificent epic with your steadfastness and proved the enemy's weakness. The general added, claiming Hamas and Islamic Jihad had humiliated the Israeli regime's army. Your capabilities are far greater than the enemy has seen so far and even imagines, he concluded. The truce faces its first test on Friday, when tens of thousands of Palestinians attend weekly prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, a flashpoint holy site revered by Jews and Muslims alike. Celebratory protests could spark confrontations with Israeli police, setting in motion another cycle of escalation like the one that led to the war. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.